Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Next man up, 102.5. The game final hour on this Friday. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. And we start off our final hour by going to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And we are thrilled to be joined by Titan safety Amani Hooker. Amani, thanks so much for taking some time with us. How's it going this morning?
It's going great. I appreciate you guys.
Well, Amani, it's obviously been a long month or so here getting geared up for the season. Now that it's almost here, how do you think training camp, the preseason, the last couple of weeks has prepared you guys for week one?
We've had a great training camp. I think Sala done a great job of putting a lot of stress and strain and, you know, putting a lot of work on us and just trying to have us just have high intensity practices. And I think guys have, you know, shown, you know, just perseverance and just kind of showing up and playing ball. It's been good.
You mentioned Coach Sala. How has his system and the new coaching staff with Coach Manuel, with you guys with the safeties, how do you feel like those guys have put you in the best situation to succeed heading into the year?
I think just understanding what we're trying to accomplish as a defense, when and where we can be aggressive, and just really just kind of being a quarterback of the defense. And like I said, just trying to make plays that are our plays to make. And then if we have to clean something up, we're there to be the eraser.
Talking to Tennessee Titans safety Amani Hooker. Amani, we know what Coach Sala has been preaching all offseason about, you know, playing fast and violent, but specifically with that front seven and the way that they've been able to get after the quarterback, how do you feel like that helps you in the secondary out once the games get here?
It's tremendous help. I mean, you can just watch games like the Seattle game, even the Rams game that they had last night. When you have that pressure on the quarterback, you make him second guess himself. That's when turnovers are made. That's when interceptions happen. And if we're doing our job on the back end and we can make him, you know, not throw it, then that's when guys up front can eat even more.
What stood out to you throughout training camp and last year about your fellow safety counterpart, Kevin Winston?
First off, it's just his natural physique as far as his height, speed, strength, and just being an athlete. He can do all the things that you ask. I would say his biggest jump right now from last year to this year is just his knowledge of the game. He was a rookie last year, got thrown in coming off an injury. But it was a good experience for him to see, and now I think he had a great training camp and pretty sure he's ready to go.
We're talking with Titans safety Amani Hooker. Amani, you are one of the longest tenured Titans, you and Jeff Simmons. And you've been part of Titans teams that have had success, made it to the AFC Championship, been the number one seed in the AFC. Do you think that experience, you can bring that and kind of be a leader as this team tries to get back into playoff contention?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to take everybody across the board, coaches all the way down to the players, and just being on the same page and having the same goal every week. You know, coming in every week 0-0 and just attacking each week no matter what the result was the week before.
Sunday starts off the final season in the current Nissan Stadium. As somebody who's been in that stadium your entire NFL career, is there any sentimental feelings as you guys know that this is the final season you'll play in that building?
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely. I know me and Jeff have had a lot of memories in the stadium, good and bad, and made a lot of plays in the stadium, so it definitely has a special place in our heart.
Amani, without giving too much away about the game plan, what do you feel like the biggest challenges are that the New York Jets present this weekend on offense?
They have good backs. They have good running back. Obviously, a veteran quarterback in Geno. I mean, he can make all the throws. Great quarterback. But just kind of taking away their best players. I mean, Breece Hall, anytime he gets the ball, he's getting loose. We got to know where Five is on the outside. He's going to be a hot target. So pretty much what everyone else is thinking, we're thinking the same thing.
And Jake hit on this. You're one of the longest tenured Titans on this team. Where are you at physically, mentally, heading into year nine?
Feeling excited. You know, we got, like you said, we got a new regime in here. We got some new players that are next to me that love ball. And they've been great players. Flott, Alante, JFM, JJ, Jermaine Johnson. I mean, we got a bunch of guys across the board that I'm excited for, even for our offense. I'm excited to watch those guys put up points.
You mentioned the offense, Imani, and obviously some new pieces on that side of the ball with Carnell Tate, Wandale Robinson. Working against those guys in practice, what have you seen that gives you some hope and some optimism that they're going to take a big step forward this year?
I mean, those are guys that have been, well, Wandale has been a starter in the league. He's a top receiver. And then Carnell, he comes in as a top pick. You know what I mean? So those are guys that are great ability, and going against them every day, you know, it's like game reps all the time.
Talking with Imani Hooker, Titan safety. I wanted to ask you, Imani, too, a proud Iowa alum. What are your thoughts on the Hawkeyes this year after their big opening win last weekend?
Great, man. I mean, anytime we can score over 30 points, I just hope we can keep it up, and that'll be a great thing for us. I know the defense and Phil Parker is going to have them boys ready to go, but just hopefully that they can just stack some wins.
Imani, I got one more for you. Kind of take us behind the curtain as much as possible. What is Cam Ward like as a leader in that locker room?
He has a high standard. He holds everyone accountable. You know what I mean? No matter who you are, if something's not done right the way that he likes it or the way it's supposed to be ran or done, he'll address it straight up to you, which is great. That's what you need out of a leader, out of the leader of a team and a quarterback.
Last one for you, Imani. We just heard the news that Cedric Gray is out on Sunday, maybe opening an opportunity for Anthony Hill to step in and get some significant snaps on Sunday. What have you seen from the rookie in front of you throughout training camp in the preseason?
I mean, this ball production, everything that everyone's seen in the preseason games, it's been happening in their practices, and he's just been doing a great job of just kind of being a sponge and absorbing, you know, all the people pulling at him, trying to teach him things real on the fly. But he's done a great job with great composure, and I've been really impressed with him.
Imani, thanks so much for taking some time. Best of luck this season. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Titans safety, Imani Hooker joining us. Man, really interesting insights there about the whole team, really. I really like what he had to say about the offense and the pressure that they've put on them throughout training camp. And, of course, that whole defense, it's a new-look bunch. Imani and Jeff have played together for heading into year 8 now. But pretty much everybody else on that defense, there's a lot of new faces. So I am excited to see what that unit looks like, and especially Imani Hooker, who we've seen be a really highly productive player in this league. I'm excited to see what he does after a down year for that defense last season.
Yeah, and him and, you know, Big Jeff up front, they've been here the longest. They've been on playoff teams before, so they know what it takes to get there. So being able to pass that down to, you know, a lot of young faces, a lot of new guys, and trying to establish a different culture here with Robert Saleh as the head coach, he's kind of able to pass that down. And regardless of play on the field, just that impact that you can have off the field is just as big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy to look at this roster. And yes, Hooker and Simmons are the two longest tenured Titans. They were both drafted in 2019, the draft here in Nashville, and they both were rookies on that AFC Championship team. But they were also, what, third-year players on the AFC, the number one seed in the AFC team?
Yeah, they would have been, yeah.
Imani Hooker had the interception in the game against the Bengals that really gave the Titans a chance to come back in that game. Was anybody else on this team there for the, like, I know the AFC Championship game was 7 years ago, so it's a long
Morgan
time.
Morgan Cox.
Yeah, Morgan Cox, you're right. So is it just those three? I mean, it kind of has to be, right?
I believe so, yeah. Simmons and Hooker both would have been rookies when they went to the AFC Championship game.
Right. So, and Hooker played kind of sparingly on that AFC Championship team, because that team, was Kenny Vaccaro still there next to Kevin Byard?
I believe so.
I think that was one of the Vaccaro years. So he was kind of in and out as a depth piece. But yeah, it's literally just Imani Hooker and Jeffrey Simmons that were part of that that number one seed team. Literally, just, what, 5 years ago?
Feels like an eternity.
It's crazy that there is no, I guess Morgan Cox too. But yeah, Imani Hooker had that pick in the Bengals game in that stadium. And now the final year in that stadium begins on Sunday. So appreciate hearing from Imani. I think that him and Kevin Winston, and with that pass rush, I really do think there's a chance that this defense takes a big step forward this year. Amani Hooker obviously didn't have the same season last year as we've seen in the past. 2 years ago, he had 5 interceptions that earned him the extension ahead of the opener last year. Last year, didn't have a single pick. I do wonder, with better pass rushers and better corners around him, if he can be more of an opportunist and be a playmaker for this team heading into his 8th season.
Sure. I believe he can. But it's going to be exciting. Just with the conversations that we've been having about this roster, feeling like the floor has been elevated, but just not quite sure what the ceiling is going to look like. I'm very excited to watch that defense. You know, they did give up some explosives in the preseason, but do they patch up those holes?
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be giving up long touchdown passes to Elijah Arroyo from Drew Lock in the preseason, but Robert Saleh did say he's glad it happened in the preseason so they can get it fixed up. Jets will be a good test for this team on Sunday in that secondary, at the very least, with some of the weapons they have. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We'll continue that conversation coming up next. We'll make some predictions for the weekend coming up at 11:30 with our Monday headline. 615-737-1025. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.